Everybody, Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Dagote, hola, hi. Welcome to another show on Sunday, jam-packed. And first, jump into the local news. I believe that Beto O'Rourke is down at Gentle Ben's. If you want to cruise by there, if you're listening to me on the radio right now, making a pit stop. And you can ask him for me about his poems that he wrote about running over children and his participation in the felony hacking group Dead Cow for me if you happen to be there. It's not even Gentle Ben's where I was at, but it's at a different location now, but not too far away. But I remember General Benz. But not that he's going to run make president, but he is not. But just some interesting things to ask him about. I'd love to see what he says. So lots of important stuff. First, most important stuff to say is that Yom Kippur is coming up to all my Jewish and Messianic friends, and that's the Day of Atonement, Atonement, and that's on Tuesday and Wednesday. Very important. And I've been to lots of high holy day services in Kol Nidre. We might even go to that. And a great thing about Jews is they fast 25 hours in that. I've seen them do it. You know, old, young, they are really focused on that and getting forgiveness, asking forgiveness first from their fellow man and then from God. And really something to learn from. My wonderful wife gave a great sermon today on that in our chaplaincy, christchaplaincy.com, if you're interested. And the verb kapar describes the formation of any sort of protective perimeter. And that's, of course, the root of Yom Kippur. And it describes the price of a human life, the purchasing price and maintenance costs of keeping a person out of slavery. This is not simply a single sum of money, but rather an economic protective layer of all sorts of hedges and investments. Kippurim is the plural, and it denotes a massive free buying and free keeping of many people at once. And kapar, kopar can mean village as well, but not merely the huddling together of people, but rather a rudimentary social stratification that emulates the natural formation of eukaryotic cells. So there is a real, so Christians and Jews should recognize the input there to freedom, to spiritual freedom and true freedom. So that's always real important, because without a spiritual basis, without a religious basis, we are lost. We're just like the left, is they're just making things up as they go. Also want to say, because I always want to be honest with you, I'm down one sponsor, so I'm not sure if I'll be on after this month. I'm working on it. If you're interested in helping out, gogetfunding.com, Prather Point. My first and most loyal and most passionate sponsor, Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works Studios at 1046 North Beverly, is still in there, hanging in there, putting up with me. But I lost somebody else, and I don't begrudge anybody that. I understand that there's ups and downs of business. I'm a businessman myself, and I'm not attached to this. I see this radio show as another way to continue my service to the nation that I did through my military service and my law enforcement service and my intelligence service. So hopefully it'll keep happening, but I'm very grateful to everyone who has supported me in the past and continue to support me as well. But, you know, if it doesn't go, it doesn't go. That's okay. I'll continue to serve. I'm not super attached to that one way of doing things. But Prather Point at gogetfunding.com, or you can always contact me at info@warriorschool.com. You can come into my handgun martial arts class on Wednesday nights at warriorschool.com. That's been going on for 10 years. I don't have the big government contracts I used to, but that was wonderful when it happened. If you want to learn unarmed self-defense, bujinkanusa.com. That's been going on for 29 years. And of course, come into Perfection Auto Works. So that's kind of what's going on locally. So also noted that last week I had, or not last week, but I think the show before that, I had been reporting on the scandals of Arizona Child Protective Services and how that CPS of Arizona is putting more kids into foster homes than any other state. And That is a scandal. And also, 35% of the illegal kids coming up here are not related genetically through DNA tests to the people bringing them up. I've been saying that for years on other shows, how Obama pimped kids because he was helping the cartels, which control those corridors, those plazas completely, and that those kids are going into terrible, terrible, horrible, evil situations. And so I was just talking to John before the show saying, have you noticed how when I put something out on Sunday on the show that by Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you see it in national media? And I've certainly noticed that, and other people have commented on that. And I was on another station. A lot of people have given me credit for that. So I'm a good intelligence officer in that regard. So, it's interesting because after talking about Arizona CPS and also more and nationwide Child Protective Services corruption, October 4th, the Trump administration asked for comments on child sex trafficking in the foster care system. So I did get a letter from President Trump a while back, but I don't think he listened to the show. I could, guess I could try and get him on. I got Mike Lindell on. He was great. Trump's administration, Department of Health and Human Services, is putting out a call for whistleblowers and concerned citizens to come forward to discuss child sex trafficking in the foster care system. And again, I'm hitting the local part, but remember, Arizona is at the center of everything. Fast and Furious, my scandal, when they came after me, just like they're coming after Trump, started right here in Arizona. But they're not really after me. They're not really after Trump. They're really after you. And we've heard a lot of whistleblowers say that on the show year after year. So, or I have only been on a year, so not year after year. But it is a big problem here. State of California, no surprise there, has been rocked by allegations of child abuse as well. And a lot of this is tying in through the use of the Hague Conventions, which state fraudulent orders being created to take and keep these children away from their parents. And this is, of course, nothing new. I'm always talking about Judeo-Christian and Native, and the Native part this happened long ago was the Indian schools, where they would take Indian kids away from their parents, cut their hair, not let them speak their language, take away their original names. And Russell Means, who passed not too long ago, saying a while back that he loved American Constitution because it was really Indian law, which it really was. And but now we all get to be on the reservation, and our kids are being taken away from us just the way Indian kids were taken away. And that kind of ties into something else I want to get into that I've been saying I'm going to pull back the curtain on even more. But I'm over a break now, so we will go to the break, and after that, stay with me, and we will talk more about the evils of the left with children. This is Jeff Prath on the Prath Report in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Wow. Mike, if you're listening, that was very literary. John Steinbeck, I'm so impressed. Wow, I just love the political commercials and the literary commercials. They are excellent. So, you know, I'm not really trying to beat a dead horse. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. You know, when I said Epstein looks like it was supported by Mossad, but I'm going to tell you where the Child Protective Services stuff begins. And this was with the Adoption and Safe Families Act, ASFA, spearheaded by, wait for it, Hillary Clinton. John's not, is it? Yep. And signed into law in 1997 by her husband, President Bill, put some ice on that, Mark, if you're listening, Clinton, created a program by which the federal government, and here's the follow the money trail, sends incentive checks to states for each child adopted out of foster care, with mandatory adoptions occurring when a child's been in foster care for 15 of the 22 months. Got that? And remember, after Haiti, remember that so-called missionary that was trying to get out of Haiti that was found kidnapping children, and who was behind that? Hillary. And what was Uber investigating? One of the lists of the crimes? child crimes. Uma Abedin, who's Hillary's right-hand woman and possible lover, that's what Secret Services agents used to tell me, her husband went to jail for, convicted of, child crimes. Epstein, child crimes. In fact, there is a plethora on the left of child crimes. Now, I'm not trying to say rhinos and everybody is not. Politicians are, I say, politicians are like fish. They all start to stink after a while. That's why I try and take the, if it's between an incumbent and somebody running, I'll take somebody running. If it's between a civilian and a veteran, I'll take the veteran. Those are my basic standards. I even took some flack for supporting McSally because she was kind of McCainite, but at least she was a veteran and she did do keep the A-10 and stuff. I know her. I've bodyguarded her a couple times. Not my favorite person, but you know, she doesn't have to be likable. But that brings me to the big story this week was, and you probably saw it already, is where the crazy woman stands up at the AOC Crazy Woman's Leftist Conference and says, we only have a little bit of time left. We got to start eating babies. And then she takes off her coat and shows the sign eating babies. That was stage that was, they trolled them. That is true. That's the Lyndon LaRouche. They've done that kind of thing before. But, you know, the interesting thing for me is AOC didn't say up and say, no, that's evil. We're not going to do that. I'm a woman. I could be a mother. That's terrible. We're not going to do that. She didn't say anything. And then all the, and as far as I can tell from the crowd, looks like it's all women, at least all women up front, and not one woman, and there's probably some others in there, said anything. So, you know, that's what I call sheep, is their heads are down, their butts are up, and they're going with their herd. So I'm not a sheep. I'm a sheepdog. I know that sometimes the sheep have trouble distinguishing the sheepdog from the wolf. And the only time they really like sheepdogs is when the wolves come around, and that's okay with me. But what I really find interesting is, you know, she said nothing about that. And every Democratic candidate running is for what? Killing the unborn, the murder of the unborn. Abortion, in politically correct terms, but I don't care about being politically correct. I just find that really interesting. So baby eating may still be a little far-fetched. Yes, I know about the adrenochrome for you conspiracy people. I'm not sure. I know about the foil-wrapped fetuses coming out of Thailand, going to the Bilderberg. I haven't really seen direct evidence of that. I only talk about, I was on a show once where they asked me about the government dropping 9/11. Like, as far as I can tell, I was at Ground Zero. The government didn't drop the towers. The government can't deliver the mail. I was the G my whole entire career. Let me tell you, these massive government conspiracies, they can't pull it off. They can't do anything right. Now, a bunch of hyper-rich families telling the government what to do? Yeah, maybe. But as far as the government running things, no, you just haven't been in the government enough. The first thing is, you know, and you hear all these guys talking into their ear, you know, in all these movies. No, the first thing is you do your radio check before you go on an op, and then you know what happens immediately when you go on an op? Radios go down every time. Every day. And there's I know there's a bunch of cops, spooks, and soldiers out there going, yep, yep, that's the truth. Yep, yep. That happens every time. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. But the interesting thing about this trolling is that the left is so abortion obsessed. Why are they so obsessed? It's like a sacrament to them. And not just the unborn, but now the born. Remember a while back, the governor of New York was like, well, the baby will be born. We'll let it sit there and we'll decide whether we're going to let it live or not. It's not an it. It's a he or a she at that point. So where's all that coming from? Well, for Jews and Christians, like I was just talking about, that's Moloch. There's lots of ancient gods that required child sacrifice. And we're not off the hook either. I would fail the Abraham test straight up. Okay? John's done too. Yeah. And so I don't, and here's a heresy coming out of my mouth. I don't think that was God talking to Abraham. I totally believe that Abraham heard that. I don't think it was God saying that. The Father God that I know is not going to ask for that. But that's just me. That's just my interpretation. The Bible is true. It is often misinterpreted. far as I'm concerned. But, you know, you had to have this big bowl. It was a big bronze bowl, and it had kind of an opening in it where you could throw the babies in alive. A lot of cultures have done that, the Mayans, the Aztecans, Thor, all that kind of stuff. But we don't do that anymore, right? Because we don't have a bronze bull anywhere in a major city, do we? You don't know what I'm talking about? Wall Street. Yeah, there's a bronze bull. Yeah, and who was it that just said, maybe we'll bear the babies and then we'll kill them? Is, oh, New York. Where's Wall? It's in New York. Oh, yeah. Just connecting dots here. Reach your own conclusions. I'm just connecting dots here. All illegal kids coming up. There's other stuff I've seen, and I haven't verified yet, but videos I've seen of little girls in what looks like an altar inside Epstein's place were brown little girls. And I'm very familiar with the sex trafficking and child sex trafficking, having worked Central and South America extensively in military intelligence and federal law enforcement. The adrenochrome stuff, adrenochrome does exist. I'm not sure that is for real. You know, you can always correct me on that, but I'm not sure about that. But, you know, as far as eating babies, maybe not yet, but I do recognize propaganda. I started off in SOCOM as a PSYOP officer, psychological operations. So this is September 11th, 2019. Scientists today, that's our high priest, okay? You got to be, if you want to be considered, you want to be a Pharisee or a Sanhedrin today, you got to have scientist, PhD, you know, on your behavioral scientist, Magnus, that's like magician, Soderlund, suggested that cannibalism was an answer to climate change. Another example of mass media rationalizing cannibalism to the masses. That is a scientist. And another magazine just had a big article on is cannibalizing the answer. And that was, it's just this little magazine, I don't know if you've heard it, it's called Newsweek. Yeah. So, but you know, Time's Magazine Man of the Year was Hitler back in the day. So there's no real surprises here. So I don't know about that, but I do know when the sheep are being programmed, how do you boil a frog alive? Is you just turn up the water gradually. I've talked on past shows about how Netflix is now run by Susan. It's Benghazi is a video, Rice for the Obamas, and Madam Secretary, you know, nationalism is racism, which is nationalism is patriotism, and then designated survivor, where the president has got his daughter sitting on her bed at the White House with a transvestite with his 9-year-old daughter. This is total propaganda happening. It's not working as well as they think, though. The Joker film's coming out. I'm not going to go see the Joker, but it's real interesting that so the military came out with a CID, Criminal Investigation Division, came out with a alert about that there's going to be a mass shooting. They put it out about that, and they were on alert for that because it's a very hyper-violent movie. There's no Batman. There's no dark hero at all. It's just evil, but it's backfiring. It's getting bad reviews because basically Joker's crowd are Antifa. Then they're being outed. So the propaganda is continuing to backfire on them. So tracers, we always say in the military, tracers work both ways. Like the islands the Chinese are building, island hopping works both ways too. Propaganda works both ways too. But it's not working in the way they intended, just like with Trump. Freedom is breaking out all around the world. They said no more masks in China. They're shooting protesters. They're waving American flags. They're saying, Trump, come save us. We need the Second Amendment. That's not working real well for the Chinese. Remember that the first intercept of the 5 hostile intelligence services that were receiving Hillary's open server, and then the spy business, we call that espionage, was the Chinese. And, you know, the Chinese have tried to infiltrate Mar-a-Lago. There's a lot of that still going on. I'm going to get to more of that as well. But I hope you're seeing the dots being connected, because you're not going to hear any of this in the popular press, the propaganda press, the mainstream media. So that's making sense. You can always call in at 520-790-2040 as well. But there are a lot of references to cannibalism. I've talked about on other shows, I've talked about, and I wish I had videos sometimes, is the spirit cooking, Maria Abravanich, with all these Hillary supporters and Podesta's brother and everything going to these events where they've got models laid out, or they've got heads, human heads sticking up through the table, or they've got, and the Bilderbergs and Rothschilds have done this too, where they've got baby parts, dolls simulated it is irrefutable evidence, not intelligence, evidence. Intelligence, so evidence is fact-based. Intelligence is our best guess. We don't like to say that, but really it's our best guess. They're two different things. I've worked both extensively. That was my profession. But it is irrefutable evidence and high confidence probability intelligence that the left is fascinated with child crimes and cannibalism. So the stretch of eating babies is not much of a stretch. And I think it is really them trying to draw attention to these terrible sins. So what did we just see recently? We also saw, I think her name was Greta. I think she's a mentally challenged young girl that was put up out there. And then when she was challenged, she couldn't say anything. But you've seen the left continually put kids up there to use them. My point is, the left has no problem using children. Whereas if you're coming from a spiritual Judeo-Christian native base, especially the native base is nothing must ever be done to harm the children, that is unacceptable. Even Christmas only becomes Christmas in America. In Europe and in England, it's kind of a drunken riot. And when it comes to America, American toy makers fix on Santa, St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas, by the way, you know, if I'm still around by Christmas, I'll talk about it. But the dowry of the three daughters out by giving them money, that's where the stocking stuff begins, of our compassion for the innocents, for the children, which is truly Christ-like, truly like Yeshua, Jesus, Joshua, God saves, is like. But I'm running over again. Got some stuff to tell you about Ukraine that you haven't heard on the popular propaganda press. So right after this break, I will get to that. This is Jeff Praeth on the Praeth Report in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Yeah, a lot of peace. Back with you. Jeff Praeth on the Praeth Report. Back with you. The Perfection Auto Works Studios. Mike Emery, my first and most loyal sponsor, whom I know personally. I hope you heard that, Mike. Let's get back into Ukraine. That's all in the news. So I've already broken this several weeks ago that Vasily Prosorov, Ukrainian Security Service staffer, said that Hillary Clinton asked him to defeat Donald Trump, and that former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko was terribly afraid of a Republican victory, believing Donald Trump would change Russia policy and lift sanctions, reducing support for Ukraine and robbing Poroshenko of his Western power base. Ukrainegate, I like that, Ukrainegate is a criminal conspiracy of representatives of Hillary Clinton's campaign and the leadership of Ukraine in the person of Poroshenko, aimed at preventing Donald Trump from winning. At the time I worked at SBU HQ in Kiev, I remember that panic gripped the power structures in Ukraine after Donald Trump's victory. They expected immediate retaliation from Washington for Ukraine's participation in the attacks on Trump. So that's old. I already put that out, and I already went over foreign donors to the Clinton Foundation. I've got like 25 countries here, from China to the United Arab Emirates, $1.4 million, to Saudi Arabia, 7.3, to England, 8.4. But who tops the list? $10 million, Ukraine. And so we're starting to see all of this break. And I'm going to tell you some stuff that you don't know, but I already got a call, so I always want to have a conversation with other patriots. So, Paul, you are on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I should have gotten in before. I wanted to ask you a question about the children. I've got grandchildren that that sometime at night wake up crying, worrying about the earth is going to burn up in 5 years or so. And that's I don't understand why we're putting up with that nonsense coming out of the schools. And also, my question is, what do you think that our government and our teachers' unions are trying to do getting their our 2, 3, 4, 5 year olds into school, taking these little babies away from their mother? What are their plans for these babies?
Well, that, you know, there was a conservative lady on recently who was speaking back to the young disabled Greta, somebody who was mouthpieced by the left, and she was saying, "Dear child, the world is not going to end in 10 years. You don't have to worry. This is not your job." In traditional cultures, we talk a lot about jobs, and the job of the little kids is just to survive and listen to their parents so that they can survive. Unfortunately, you know, and this is a plug for my book, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained. It's on Amazon. Great book about rites of passage and coming of age, because we don't train our kids for adulthood anymore. So we have a bunch of friends, people, 30-somethings, walking around acting like spoiled brats, not being men and women, protectors and healers and nurturers, fathers and wives and mothers. But the answer to your question is, what are they going to do with them? Whatever they can do with them. So they have replaced, and we've talked about this a lot before, is they've replaced God with government. Government has become their God. And there's nothing new. This was a Roman emperor. This was a lot of Jewish intellectuals coming over out of Europe, fleeing Hitler, disenchanted with their religion at the time. And if you know, I've been to lots of, high holy days in synagogue. And, if you look at the Jewish tradition, it's very honest, because they're always on, okay, here's, don't do this. We did this. We were stiff. They always say stiff-necked. We didn't listen to God. They're very honest about it, just like the apostles are very honest. Hey, we were hiding until something happened. But we have to parent. We have to be good parents. And that's a big theme. If you read my books, if you come to any of my seminars, come to the dojo, I'm always talking about parenting, because I started off with no parents. I'm a product of rape in St. Joseph's Orphanage. Under today's law, I could still be an abortion, although I did nothing wrong. So what's the reason for doing that? But the point is that these children are products to them. They are something to be used. And how can you do that? Justice begins in the protective circle of your family. And I guess you're a grandpa, your grandfather?
Great-grandfather.
So that's awesome. So in traditional culture, the grandfather, like if I'm praying in Apache or Lakota or something, we don't say father, Abba, in heaven. We say grandfather, Tunkashila, in Lakota. So, because if you think about it, it's grandfather's the most eldest, or great grandfather. That's a great way to say it. So, in traditional cultures, the grandparents really have a lot of influence and mentorship and closeness with the youngest. Like right now, I'm 62. I'm a senior. I'm as senior as you can get in my martial art, and I've got young kids studying with me. I'm saying this is the perfect time for young kids to study with me, because they're getting my wisdom. They'll be much better than me, which is what any real parent, any true parent wants. But we have to fight even harder than when you and I were growing up, because the culture is so much more poisoned than it was. I mean, sometimes I put on shows that I used to watch, like Star Trek used to be a great show, and they had the show where Kirk goes to the Roman planet, and at the end they're listening to the radio broadcast about the sun, and the sun is there, just like in Mark Twain, where Captain Stormfield's visit to heaven, and he goes to the wrong gate, and he goes, well, it's the one he saved, and he goes, and the the 12-headed purple octopus alien goes, "The worlds he has saved are endless," and bows his head. And so I'll get all teary on the radio. So we have to come back to truth and justice and protection of our children, because we ain't going to get it from the government. There's something we say downrange all the time is, hey, no one's coming. There's no 911 coming for us. We're going to save ourselves. We're going to get ourselves out of this. So, and that's really interesting because, forgot to mention, you probably didn't hear it, but the FBI raided the Clinton Global Foundation this week. Yeah. So, very good question. And I hope I have answered it. But moving on to, government was supposed to be their savior, their God. Obama was supposed to be the savior. I remember when they moved me to New York to upset me, I got off a subway and I saw a picture of Obama with the seal around his head like a halo, and I knew we were in trouble because it was just like when they used to put the Roman emperor's likeness in the temple, which they did in Yeshua's time. But moving on to Ukraine, what you have not heard about Ukraine is that we have a treaty with Ukraine of mutual legal assistance in criminal proceedings. Yeah. So, you've probably heard that Adam Schiff actually met with the whistleblower or talked to the whistleblower, and is a CIA lawyer, and now they're bringing out another whistleblower. This is just Mueller and Russiagate all over again. It's nothing to it. But they're saying that Trump is doing stuff that he shouldn't be doing. I've got the treaty, November 10th, 1999. Treaty was... there is actually a mutual legal assistance in criminal matters with Annex signed at Kiev, July 22nd, 1998. It's an official treaty. Trump is totally on solid grounds here. What you're hearing in the propaganda press is total lies. And not only that, but while we're talking about official documents, is I am looking at an affidavit, a signed statement for court. Viktor Mikolajovich Shokin. Oh, did I tell you that Attorney General Barr was in Ukraine last week? Oh, yeah. Attorney General Barr was in Ukraine last night, along with Durham. That's why they're so scared. And he says, when I was general prosecutor of Ukraine, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who represented the U.S. in its relation with Ukraine, together with Poroshenko and others. This instance of interference in Ukraine's affairs by U.S. officials to achieve U.S. objectives, barring DF's return, that's the president's return, was closely followed by another instance of interference, namely forcing Poroshenko to dismiss me because my actions as general prosecutor did not suit the interests of the U.S. Vice President Biden and the persons connected to him. Doesn't say U.S. interests, it says U.S. Vice President Biden and the persons connected to him. That's an affidavit, folks. So there's a treaty, and then there's an affidavit, and there's more affidavits. And that's why you're hearing all this stuff. They are scared to death. They're not trying to win campaigns anymore. They're trying to stay out of jail. And it is failing them. In 2009, Hunter Biden is Biden's son, not the Marine that was killed, but Hunter Biden is the one that was thrown out of the Navy for crack pipes and crack cocaine and prostitution, that guy. And Chris Hines, Senator John Hines, had tragically died in the 1901 plane crash when Chris was 18. So he was adopted by, wait for it, Senator John Kerry. And these two sons have gone into business together and funding. So what they got out of Ukraine was a lot more, because they got not as much as they got out of China, which was actually $1 billion. So this is Rosemont Seneca joined forces in doing business in China with politically connected consultancy called the Thornton Group, which also includes, besides the two sons of these politicians, it is James Bulger. James Bulger is the nephew of the notorious mob hitman James Whitey Bulger. You might have heard of him. Johnny Depp made a movie about him, and that's who Mueller let stay on the streets murdering people while he put, I think, six guys in prison for like 10 years as well. So you can start to see why everyone is so afraid of Barr and Durham and Trump. And let me say a heresy, another heresy, since I've already done one heresy, is Rush Limbaugh is wrong. They don't hate him. They fear him. Maybe they hate him too, but they really fear him. Not because he's doing such a better job, but because he's going to put them all in jail. Why is he going to put them all in jail? Well, because they've tried to put him in jail. They've tried to do everything they can. I won't say that there are assassination attempts that connected to him, but there's, I do know there's a lot of assassination attempts that you have not heard about. And more to come, because there's even more Democratic politicians involved in Ukraine. And I will tell you about that. And Holodomor, yeah, that's the term, I think, Holodomor, right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Report in the Perfection Network Studios. Right back with you. Jeff Prather on the on the Prather Report in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, back with you. So, and if you want to call in, it's 520-790-2040. So, to sum up what I'm saying about Biden's son and Kerry's adopted son or stepson and Whitey Bulger's nephew, in short, the Chinese government was literally funding a business that it co-owned along with the sons of two of America's most powerful decision makers and the nephew of a notorious mobster that Mueller protected. And what's interesting about that is that not only is it illegal, but the Bank of China is an enormously powerful financial institution. But the Bank of China is very different from like the Bank of America. The Bank of China is government owned, which means that it, and I've done intelligence work in this regard, is, and a lot, you know, China is violating all kinds of patents, everything, which means that it blurs its role as a tool of government. So the Bank of China provides capital for China's economic statecraft, which goes back to total war. So the first Gulf War, we watch each other when we're having war. The Chinese, two Chinese officers watched America do the first Gulf War, and Schwarzkopf won it like 3 weeks. It was over, and the Chinese looked at each other and go. These two officers go, "There's no way anybody can ever take on the American war machine straight up. Can't do it." So they developed a doctrine back then of total warfare. Total warfare means economic warfare. It means drug warfare. That's why China's importing fentanyl. That's why China's got all our manufacturing, got all our metal and mineral base. That's why China is using Hillary Clinton in this regard. And that's why the Bank of China, that is the government of China, the communist government of China, is doing business with Biden's son and Kerry's son. But there's even more on Ukraine, but I will stop there, and I'll get to that in a second. But my old buddy, we were commissioned together back in 84. Kirk's on the line. Kirk, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're nailing it today, as always. I was going to mention a couple of things, if I could. Romney's tied in with that, too. Now there's evidence to show that Romney's son was on the board with Biden's sons in Ukraine with a gas company and a couple of other organizations. So that explains a great deal.
It's hard to keep up. McConnell's wife, Ellen Chao, is on the shipping maritime board of that cocaine freighter, and just a den of corruption as well. But did I have that right? Holodomor? Is that
Holodomor,
death by starvation,
Holodomor,
right?
I believe how it's pronounced.
How is it?
Holodomor.
Holodomor. Death by starvation.
Yes.
You want to enlighten people on that Ukraine history?
Well, yes.
Because your family goes back to Ukraine, right? Way back?
Yes. They're Germans, but Catherine the Great invited German farmers to come to the Ukraine because the Russian steppes were such rich farming land, and the Germans were good wheat farmers. So my ancestors farmed in the Odessa region of Ukraine. It was a warm water port, great climate, and they were promised forever to be free from land taxation and conscription if they would come there and farm to feed Russia. And eventually their freedoms were eroded, and they were reading the writing on the wall. The reason I hate communism so much is my relatives got out of there ahead of the Bolsheviks, just ahead of them. They migrated to the United States and became farmers in the North Central Plains. But had we stayed there, our family wouldn't exist. They starved to death, about 23 million Catholics and Orthodox, who would just not get with the collectivization program. So we have a visceral hatred and understanding of the evils of communism.
But that, but all communists always think they're so intellectual and smart, and so they Stalin instigated later on, I guess, what is it, the early 1900s, his farm program, and that's where 1 to 5 million Ukrainians were starved to death because they took the farmlands, right? That's the Holodomor?
That's exactly right. The intentional starvation of people, it's horrific, the records. If I may, you hit on something that I think is brilliant, and that is all these pasty, white, wimpy Antifa people, they think they're going to be the commissars sending the normal people out to the fields to work, and they don't realize they're going to be the first ones lined up and shot by the real revolutionaries, the power brokers. Stalin and Lenin called them useful idiots for a reason.
Yep.
They trigger the revolution, so they think they're going to be in charge. And then when they inevitably find out it's not what they were promised, well, if they were capable of one revolution, they're capable of revolting again, so that the first enemy is eliminated. And they're such fools, and they're being played, and they don't get it. They think they're the brilliant ones, and they're the biggest fools around.
Very true, very true. Well, and we both served in Special Forces. We know originally Special Forces comes out of OSS along with the CIA to go into Eastern Europe and take back Eastern Europe and free Eastern Europe. That's the original heritage of SF, the Oppresso Liber.
That's exactly right. A lot of Eastern Europeans came to Special Forces. They had the cultural knowledge, the skill sets, and visceral family connections to want those countries to be free.
Yeah, I remember when I was on active duty with 7th Group, the Sergeant Major of 7th Group was Sergeant Major Ivanov.
So Ivanov.
Still had
He's
that.
A legend.
Yeah, he was a legend in his time. But anyway, thanks for the call, Kirk. I really appreciate you taking
may
time.
May I mention one quick thing?
Sure,
if you have
sure.
A moment? After I got out of the Army, I worked for a very large pharmaceutical company for about 10 years. I still have friends that work for those companies. And it's absolutely frightening to know that about 95% of the active pharmaceutical ingredients and ingredients in medicine are made by the communist Chinese. We're totally dependent on that supply chain for our life-saving medicines.
Which is why Trump just said, in the same sentence where he was bad-mouthing Chinese, he said, and it's Big Pharma is behind it. And everybody thought he was an idiot. And I was just talking with another MI guy, military intelligence guy, and we're saying the same thing. Because if this thing works out with North Korea, it's a win-win for everybody. It's a win-win for the North Koreans. It's a win-win for the South Koreans. It's a win-win for China because the middle class will grow. It's a win-win for us. It's an amazing proposition, world-changing, huge strategic move on his part, but he doesn't get any credit for it.
That's right. That's worthy of a Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Kirk. Good to hear from
Amen.
You.
God bless.
God bless. Mark, I'll get to you in a second, but I just want to say, wanted to let you know that Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr., went to Ukraine in 2017 and was a board member on Viscoil, which is a Ukrainian oil company. And no big deal, but Nancy did a promotional video for them. Didn't hear about that one on Fox, did you? So that's why everybody is freaking out as Barr goes to Ukraine, because Trump is lifting up the mat and the bugs are scurrying in the sunlight. Again, anything I tell you in the show, look it up. I know sometimes it's mind-blowing, but you can look any of it up. And of course, you know, all this starts with an Australian diplomat, and he was in Australia too as well. So anyway, but Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the line.
Yes, and I'm sure there's far more things that will be uncovered that we would have no idea that that happened, or we could guess anyway. But now that who I call Bernadoff, Comrade Bernadoff Sandursky, has had his heart attack and a stint in his Widowmaker, he's probably going to be out of the real production of the race.
And I hear he's going to stay, and I hear he's not taking his doctor's advice, by the way, but go ahead.
Well, he won't be consequential, I don't think. But anyway, and then it seems that there's a new opening for Please Cry For Me, Hillary Clintonista, to sneak back in.
Yeah, and she's thinking about it. Yep, that's what I hear. Yep.
She does. Maybe she would bring in the one who was never proud of her country, you know, Michelle Obama-nista, as a running mate. And have you heard anything, or what do you project in such areas?
No, I haven't heard anything about the Obamas. I think they're really worried about, because they directed all this. And they're real scared about all that. I do hear that who gave the probable cause for the FBI raid on the Clinton Global Initiative was Chelsea, though. You haven't heard that in the popular media either, though, have you? Yeah. And because she's sick of all of the cabal. So what's happening is, you know, as Yeshua said, a house divided cannot stand upon itself. And the Dems' house is just all over the place. And we're witnessing, but besides, we're witnessing the great take back of our country and the restoration of a republic, we are witnessing the destruction of the Democratic Party, which was a legitimate party back in the day. JFK, you know, PT 109, gave the Green Berets a Green Beret, gave the seal, turned the SEALs in the UDT into the SEALs, and that is, but that's, they're going to be destroyed by this, as the Democratic Party is. This is changing everything. And this is what winning looks like, folks. I know it's hard to tell sometimes. Mike called in a while back and said, what's going on? Yeah, but we are winning, and they have no clue. It's just that you aren't getting to hear any of this on the propaganda press in the regular media. None of it. It's worthless, you know, to listen to any of that. But the truth is that all this stuff is happening. There's so much happening. And you gotta remember that when the whole Department of Justice, and it's not like, and people who didn't work in the Department of Justice, like, oh, well, it's just the guys at the top, all the rank and file guys are good. No, that's not the truth. All the headquarters guys in the D.C. area are Democratic supporters. But this is what winning looks like. We are winning. We are restoring our republic together. We will do that with God's help. So I hope you are able to go fast for Yom Kippur and Kol Nidre. And prayer is our answer to restoring our republic. Come back next week, and I can always use some more supporters. This is Jeff Braith on the Prather Point, and the Perfection Auto Works back with you next week.